Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Well, back to the hour. Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm in Cambridge. Not Cambridge. I was thinking about Cambridge. Susan made me think of Cambridge. I'm in Providence, Rhode Island, thinking of Cambridge. Susan LaPierre is with us, ladies and gentlemen. She is one of my hosts here at the in Providence. By the way, we're broadcasting from the Providence Biltmore Hotel, high atop this beautiful building in Providence, Rhode Island. And I'm sitting across from Susan LaPierre, who's one of my new friends and one of my co-hosts here, who's co-hosting me, I should say, here as I speak to the American Bankers Association's Marketing Network of New England. I'll say that three times real fast. And Susan is vice president with East Cambridge Savings Bank. That's where the Cambridge came from, folks. I had that on my mind. And she's sitting right across from me, and we're going to talk a little bit about this organization and banking. Susan, welcome to the show.
Welcome. Thank you.
Good to have you here.
It's great to be here, and we're happy to have you here with us today.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate you inviting me. I see Terry McLaughlin coming up in the across the way. She'll be with us in just a little bit. thank you for inviting me. I'm really excited about being here with you guys, and because as Terry knows, and you and I've only just met, Terry and I've been talking for several months now. But, you know, bankers are my best friends.
We're happy to hear that.
If you're a small business owner and your banker is not your best friend, or banks aren't your best friends, you know, you got a problem. And so bankers are very important to us in a lot of ways, not only from the standpoint of our own company, my own company, but also from the standpoint of the support you guys provide for my heroes, small business owners. One of the things that, Susan, I'd like for you to do is tell my audience a little bit about what you do in the market. Now, you're on the marketing side of East Cambridge Savings Bank, right?
Correct. I'm not on the financial side, although, of course, the bottom line is most important for
right.
all of us.
Right.
But my past history, I've been with the bank for 32 years.
You've been with this bank for 32 years?
Absolutely.
So you started when you were six?
Not quite. Right out of high school and got educated through the banking industry and then
right.
went back to school on a part-time basis.
Right.
But this was my summer job after high school.
Mm-hmm.
But 32 years later, I'm still there. And the reason I'm there is I absolutely love the way that the bank gives back to the community. And
well, it sounds like they've supported you very well in your efforts.
Absolutely, absolutely. We were doing banks are supposed to be involved with the community to give back to the neighborhoods that they bring in deposits and loans from to begin with.
Right.
This is part of the Community Reinvestment Act, federal
mm-hmm.
federal
right.
law. And my bank, as I call it after 32 years, it's my bank.
Well, you probably own half of it by now.
You would think. We've been in business for more than 150 years.
Congratulations.
In the community of Cambridge. It was where we were founded. And
about 350 or so years old.
Right, correct. As well, although we do reach a broader audience than just Cambridge, but to be able to give back from the bank to the community has been wonderful, and they've been doing it long before it was required by federal regulation.
Oh, absolutely. No, CRA, Community Reinvestment Act, is only, 15, 20 years old or so, something like that. And I've been a part of my Chamber of Commerce for almost 30 years,
mm-hmm.
and other committees in my own hometown, and everywhere, every meeting, every committee meeting I've ever been in, there's been a banker, or more than one banker, part of that, long before CRA was there. And so this was just, all the CRA did was just require by law certain things that you guys were already doing. And I think I think bankers don't get enough credit for that, for one thing. But if you've been, you know, people who have been giving back to communities and been on these committees, the arts committees, the chamber committees, the nonprofits, the charity committees, the different things out there that are doing good things across the community that are not part of the marketplace, so to speak. They're not for profit types of things. People who've been involved in that know that. We wouldn't it'd be really hard to do all those things without the support of bankers. And so for all of us, you representing all of you, we thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. You're welcome. But it makes good business sense.
It does make business sense. And isn't that good advice for small business owners, too?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I came into this interview today. I was thinking about if you didn't have specific questions for me, what was I going to say to you? And I was coming in with my rocks.
With what?
With my rocks. Write it on a rock for you. I said, these are my rocks that I have to give.
She's turning the tables on me here, folks.
from a banker's perspective, yeah. From my perspective, and you know what my company has had to do. You know, it's the same advice that I would give to any business.
Mm-hmm.
You need to give back. Give back to your community. Get involved, volunteer. You give back by, you know, either volunteering services, as you said, serving on boards or getting active on committees and projects in the city, or through donations, whether it's giving an item that you can give to the Little League to raffle off,
right.
Or whether it's donating actual cash. And, you know, it's another rock is, I feel it's just like a large bank or a large corporation. To have your vision, to have your strategic plan is a critical thing. You need to have that, always know what it is, and always revisit it. You know, and to deliver quality service, quality in your products, qualities in the service that you have, to make sure you're backing up your reputation.
That's
and your
how
image.
You last 150 years.
Absolutely.
It? My audience is laughing because when you said, in case I didn't have any questions to ask. They're laughing because they know that never happened. Talk about the quality for a minute. You've been in business, as you said, 32 years. I never would have guessed that. But how has that changed, if at all, from the 20th century to the 21st century?
I think we have seen a reduction in some of the talent, although we were in a a large
metropolitan
area, and we have a lot of academic, you know, the universities are all over
right.
the neighborhood. But there is still
Why do you think that is?
I think it's just the economy in general. The economy in general. So
when you say quality, you mean in terms of the bank hiring people
or sometimes in the kind of applicants that do come through, you know,
to work at the bank.
Yeah, or yeah, to try to work at the bank. So I think that quality, you really have to focus on hiring and retaining the right people.
You got to work a little harder, maybe, than you
Fine.
Used to have. But they're still out there, obviously.
Oh, absolutely.
You know that. You just got to work a little harder. Stand by. Small business owners, Susan, know all about working hard. We'll be right back with Susan LaPierre. She and I will return right after these messages, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm in Providence, Rhode Island. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there, and check out my blog, too. It's the blog comes Monday through Friday if you want us to send it to you. It comes by Real Simple Syndication. The newsletter comes on by email on Sunday in the afternoon, and so you can hear from us. We'll send you stuff 6 days a week. We'll give you Saturday off, give you one day break, and so check all that out and all the other resources that we have at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Susan LaPierre is our guest and my new friend and co-president of the ABA, the American Bankers Association's Marketing Network of New England. And Susan, and by the way, folks, the other co-president, Larry Neary, is going to be with us in the next hour. Susan, when we went to the break, you were talking about how things have changed for bankers and coming into the 21st century. It's amazing to me how, even though there's no cosmic reason for it to have done this, somehow when the new millennium hit on our calendars, the world just kind of changed. Have you noticed that? I mean, I know it's a pure coincidence because human beings decided, you know, when 2000 would be, we came up with this calendar. But there's just something about moving into the new millennium where so many things changed. Did banking change that much?
Oh, well, obviously the technology continues to change. So it's not just the year 2000.
Right.
But I think, ever since the Internet and the technological boom, mm-hmm. we've had, different ways of delivering our products and services to the customers. And that has been a challenge.
And customers are asking for more things, too, aren't they?
Correct.
In the old days, they just came in and took what you gave them.
Correct.
Now they're saying, hey, where's my stuff?
Correct.
Where's my new stuff? This other bank's got it. I want it from you.
Correct. And then the most important thing is with all these advances in technological services for banking in terms of delivering to our customers,
right.
the key is to make sure that they do still come in so that you have that face-to-face opportunity.
Right.
Because with online banking and bill payments and the websites and all that, some of these customers now and possibly the next generation of customers may not come in for that
right.
face-to-face opportunity with the bankers.
So the technology that helps you actually is a challenge for you to make sure that you also have the high touch.
Correct.
The high tech is important. Naisbitt said 25 years ago, John Naisbitt in Megatrend said, we will have high tech, but we will still need high touch.
Correct.
And that's what you guys, the positive part of technology is it makes your job more efficient. You offer more capability for your customers, but you still want to be able to see these guys sometimes, don't you?
Absolutely. And
so how do you fix that?
For community banks, high touch is critical.
Right.
That's most
Absolutely.
Important. That's what we do better than mm-hmm. the large behemoth banks.
Right. What about the small businesses you serve?
The small businesses we serve, basically any kind of small business that has under $1 million in assets, and
mm-hmm.
We try to service whatever their needs are.
Right. Are you seeing when you is it hard? Is it getting harder from the PR and marketing side? Is it getting harder to reach those small business owners?
Not harder to reach them. As a matter of fact, there are times when we have them looking for us because
right.
with these large bank mergers, acquisitions, these national banks that are buying out these smaller banks. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
that's the problem. Is that these larger banks aren't that. Concerned about the smaller businesses. They don't, if you walk out the door today, they've got six more that may be walking in
mm-hmm.
behind you. So
mm-hmm.
to them, they don't care. You're just another number.
Right, right. Tell me about, by the way, before we go, I'd like to get you to tell us what your website is at your bank.
At my bank?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, www.ecsb.com, which stands for East Cambridge Savings Bank.com.
All right. Harvard is right there. Harvard is Cambridge. Right?
Harvard, MIT,
yeah,
Leslie, Boston.
Right.
We've got them all. Yeah, I mean, it's a
What's
huge...
What's it like being around all those really smart people?
It's great. It's great. We love them. I mean, I work very closely, being so involved with the Chamber of Commerce and Rotary
right.
and all the community groups.
And your fellow Rotarian.
Yeah, and for me, network is key.
Mm-hmm.
I love being networked with people, and being in Cambridge is phenomenal. I mean, I deal with the heads of a lot of these institutions,
right.
and it's fabulous.
Right.
As well as the biotech, because we are a huge center for biotechnology
mm-hmm.
and biomed, and it's wonderful.
But it keeps you on your toes, and of course, that's what the ABA marketing organization is doing. You guys are here to try to get smarter, to learn how to serve your customers better.
Absolutely. And you ask any one of those universities or those large corporations in the city of Cambridge about, who they would recommend as a
mm-hmm.
bank, and I guarantee you the names are going to be the community banks in Cambridge. They will name them by name.
Even MIT geniuses like high touch, don't they?
Absolutely. I was having a chat with the CFO of a major, major national corporation,
mm-hmm.
Science Research Development in Cambridge yesterday, two evenings ago, and even he said they are tired with the big banks
yeah.
because they too are being treated as a number.
And by the way, folks, we'll give the big banks equal time one day in the future. Hey, Susan, thanks for being here. Thanks for inviting me here to talk to you guys.
Well, thank you for coming. The ABA Marketing Network New England is pleased to have you.
Thank you very much. Susan LaPierre, ladies and gentlemen, we'll get her back on again another day. I got to take a quick break. In a few minutes, right after the next break, Lynn Saladini is going to be with us, and she's with A Power Consulting Corporation. Right after these messages, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.